I wondered if we could read first in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3. Luke chapter 3 and the end of verse 22. This is God speaking to Jesus. Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I have found my delight. And now in Matthew chapter 26, and we'll just read from verse 6. Matthew 26, verse 6. But Jesus being in Bethany, in Simon the leper's house, a woman having an alabaster flask of very precious ointment came to him and poured it out upon his head as he lay at table. But the disciples seeing it became indignant, saying, To what end was this waste? For this might have been sold for much and have been given to the poor. But Jesus, knowing it, said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has wrought a good work toward me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in pouring out this ointment on my body, she has done it for my burying. Verily I say to you, wheresoever these glad tidings may be preached in the whole world, that also which this woman has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, he who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, What are you willing to give me, and I will deliver him up to you? And they appointed to him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought a good opportunity that he might deliver him up. John chapter 3 and verse 16. John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. Romans chapter 8 and part of verse 32. He who yea has not spared his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. And finally, Epistle to the Galatians, chapter 2, and part, and this is the end of verse 20. The Son of God, who has loved me and given himself for me. I'd like to speak tonight on value or worth. This world's values vary. What something is worth really is what someone will pay for it. That's how this world's values are brought about. Whatever it is someone is willing to pay for it is what it is worth. I'd like to speak tonight, first and foremost, about the value of the Saviour. The value of Jesus. What he means to you, dear friend. What does Jesus mean to you? And then I want to speak about your value to God, what you are worth. Important that we start with Jesus. And the question that we must all answer, what does he mean to us? What does he mean to you? The gospel is a very personal matter between you and God, dear friend. Do you know Jesus? Do you know him personally? Do you know him as your Saviour? What does he mean to you? So I've read of three values of Jesus. The first is God's. Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I have found my delight. In thee. In Jesus only did he find his full delight. Think of God looking down upon this earth. Ever many had lived from the time of Adam to the time of Jesus. Not one person could he say that he'd found delight in any of them. It says in the beginning that he repented that he'd made man. Not one person did he find his delight in. But think of this one blessed person, the Lord Jesus Christ, none other than God himself, manifest in flesh, found here. as a lowly babe in Bethlehem's manger, you know. Think of the one, the agent by whom the worlds were made, and yet found in a stall in Bethlehem's manger. Here we have him as a man, a young man of 30 years of age, coming up out of the waters of baptism, having never ever said a word, thought a thought, done an action out of keeping of God's will for him. God could say, "In thee I have found my delight." The value of heaven placed upon Jesus, you know, valueless. Cannot be valued by this world, dear friend. There is no value in this world that can value Jesus. Matthew. This chapter in Matthew gives us two valuations of Jesus. One from a lover of himself. One from a lover of Jesus. And one from one who had been so close to Jesus all his life and yet had no appreciation of him. And how the religious system, valued Jesus too, you know. This woman, having an alabaster flask of very precious ointment, came to her and poured it out. You know, the valuation in other scriptures of this ointment was 300 denarii, which is a year's wages. This woman had saved up all of this money to pour it out on Jesus. That's how much he meant to him. He meant to her, you know. This woman, you know, had been touched by Jesus. She'd been healed. She knew that Jesus loved her. And she loved him. Those at the table, you know, indignant. This could have been sold and given to the poor. Even they didn't value Jesus, you know. But the Lord valued what this woman had done for her. It says in another rendering of this, that what she could, she has done. That was the value of a lover of Jesus. In the next scripture, we have a value what the Jews were willing to put on the head of Jesus. Nothing more than the price for a common servant, you know, 30 pieces of silver. That was what this world, that was how this world valued Jesus. 30 pieces of silver. And Judas thought that would be enough to deliver him up, to betray him. From that time he saw a good opportunity, he might deliver him up. You know, he had no appreciation of the Saviour. And dear friend, do you have an appreciation of the Saviour? What is he worth to you? Is he worth the price of a servant, a slave? Or is he worth far more than a year's wages? What does Jesus mean to you? You have to answer this question, dear friend. God will make sure you answer the question. And the hymn says, Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall. Friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Pilate could say, what then shall I do with Jesus? One day, dear friend, if you don't answer it now, you will have to answer. You will ask the question, you know, what will he do with me? Well, tonight, dear friend, what are you going to do with Jesus? God is offering him tonight as a saviour. We sang in our hymn, this priceless favour you may now embrace, 'tis offered free. Offered free, you know. Free to you. Jesus is offered to you tonight, dear friend. Without price and without money, will you accept Jesus as your Saviour? Repentance only God requires from man, and faith in Christ, his well-beloved Son. Oh yes, it requires repentance. It requires to say that we are wrong. Not wrong before our neighbours. Not wrong before the laws of this land, but wrong before a holy, righteous, sin-hating God. But dear friend, God hates the sin. He loves the sinner. He loves you. And he loves me. And he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. That is the gift that is a free offer tonight in the glad tidings. A priceless favour indeed, dear friend. Priceless favour. Now what are you going to do with Jesus? Maybe you've sat under the glad tidings many times. Maybe you've heard the story so often, you know. Maybe your heart has been hardened. Maybe you've put off coming to know Jesus as your Saviour. Maybe you know you need to, but you say, next week. I'll do it next week. I'll do it the week after. Dear friend, tonight, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Tonight is a well-accepted time. Now is the time to accept Jesus as your Saviour. Now. Don't put it off. There's a story, you know, of the student who went to ask his philosophy teacher, his theology teacher, I should say, how long it would take to prepare for eternity. Theology professor thought for a time and said, perhaps about 5 minutes. The student went away happy. If it only takes 5 minutes, that's not a problem. I've got plenty of time. Theology professor called after him, but how long have you got? How long have any one of us got? How do we know? The scripture says a time to be born and a time to die. It doesn't say that we'll die when we're old. Life can be extinguished in a very instant, you know. One of the kings of old was told, the God in whose hand your breath is. Dear friend, God created you. You belong to God. Your breath is in his hand. Your life is sustained by God. A God whom you up to now have maybe ignored and maybe not even thought about, have taken his name on your lips in vain. And yet the God who sustains your very life, a God who provides food on your table week by week, day by day, God who sustains you, but yet you ignore him. This God, dear friend, desires to bless you because God loves you. Despite all that you've done, despite all that I've done, God loves me. And you know, he realized that without his intervention, he knew without his intervention, there was no way that he could bless us. No way that we could have communion with him as he has desired since before time began. The very reason for our existence, the very purpose of life, is that we would have communion with God. That he might have pleasure from us. It's why you and I were created, to be vessels of God's pleasure, not only for time, but for all eternity. My dear friend, how have you valued Jesus? And let me tell you of your immense worth to God. For God so loved the world, that's not the world as we see it, that is the persons in it, that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His Son. The very best, dear friend. God could not give any more. God gave His Son, that you and I might not perish, but have life eternal. Our sins keep us from eternal life. We have not part with God as sinners. But dear friend, God has dealt with your sin through Jesus Christ on the cross. That's why Jesus came. That was why Jesus was here on earth. He who ye spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. What does that mean? Dear friend, Jesus, in that garden, on that mountain of Gethsemane, Mount of Olives, you know, He was there, going through in His spirit what He was soon to face in His body on the cross. His sweat became as great drops of blood. He prayed. He said His soul became sorrowful, even unto death. He could say, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What cup was it? It was the cup of God's wrath and judgment against the sins that I had committed. It was the wrath of God and judgment against the sins that you have committed. If you put your faith and trust in Jesus tonight. Oh yes, dear friend, Jesus has paid the price. He bore the penalty that should have been borne by you and me. He bore the judgment of God against your sins and mine, if you'll trust Him. It was no light matter. It was no easy matter. The curtain is drawn aside, you know, in that moment. See that prayer go up to God. And He could say, not my will, but thine be done. It was God's will that Jesus would go to the cross. That very affecting scripture in Isaiah 53, you know. It pleased Jehovah to bruise it. Think of the price that has been paid. 1 John chapter 4, the end of the chapter. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and gave and sent His Son, a propitiation for our sins. That is, the atonement has been made. The price needed to be paid. If we were to be redeemed back to God, you know, a price had to be paid. And God's desire to bless you tonight, God's desire to redeem you to Himself, you know, that He paid the highest price. And that was the blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. As He was lifted up to die, you know, the nails through His hands and through His feet, having been rejected once more by this world. They valued a robber and a murderer and a lawbreaker above the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of the good He had done. Think of those hands that had made so much, and that had brought so much blessing. Think of that mouth, those words that had come out of His mouth of grace and truth and blessing. Never man speak as this man speaks. And yet, you know, this world valued a robber and a murderer above this blessed person.
He was lifted up to die. The nails through his hands and through his feet. Suffering in agony. And so much pain. And you could say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then, as the scene was clothed in entire darkness, we are not permitted to look upon the judgment that Jesus faced. All that we know is it has been finished. The word's cry from the cross was, it is finished. The work was done, completed to God's entire satisfaction. The price had been paid. The atonement had been made. The sin, the judgment, and the wrath of God had been expended upon the head of Jesus. He bore the penalty so dread. Another hymn writer says, Thou didst measure then sin's distance, darkness, wrath, and curse were thine. Think of the one who is here, the light of the world. Darkness, wrath, and curse were thine. Took that cup and strained it to its very last dark drop. Left nothing but blessing for you and I, dear friend. The blessing, oh, what are we sung of? God's secret things long treasured up in heaven in Christ are shown. Peace, sonship, that you can have a relationship with God. You can know Him as Father. Maybe you've never had a father. Maybe you've never known your father. You can have a father in God Himself, you know. Peace. Maybe you've never known peace. I tell you, if you've never come to know Jesus as your Savior, you've never known peace like the peace you can have in accepting Jesus your Savior, knowing that all on the cross that all was done. What a true blessing God has in store and offer for you tonight, dear friend. God values you. You're worth everything to God. It doesn't matter the estimation of this world's value on you. It doesn't matter your own worth. You know, this world is full of people telling you to have self-worth, to be worthy in yourself, dear friend. The gospel tells us all that we're all sinners. We're all sinners. We've all gone far from God. But that's not the worth. If you accept you're a sinner, and you come and accept Jesus as your Savior, you know, you find out how much you're valued in heaven, how much God values you. Discover it's far more than you could ever value yourself, you know. Far more. Priceless. How can you put a value on the blood of Jesus? On that one who gave his life for you, dear friend. You ever known anything like that? You ever heard a story like this before? That one so perfect, so great, so holy, greatest than the greatest, greater than the greatest king that's ever walked this earth. The one who is in himself God came down from heaven to this earth to die for you. Not only to die for you, but to suffer the judgment of God for your sins and to shed his precious blood that you tonight, dear friend, can go free. Set free by the blood of Jesus. Redemption's price by precious blood was paid. We sang at the beginning. Redeemed back to God. Brought back. A God from whom we walked away, we ignored. But you can be brought back tonight. Oh, how I wish I could speak so much and better on how much God values you. But dear friend, it's beyond man's estimation. It's beyond man's value. May you have your heart open tonight to accept Jesus as your Saviour. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. Dear friend, you have something of value in you, and that is a never dying soul. Death is not the end. Jesus came out of death, a risen, glorious, triumphant Saviour. He is at God's right hand tonight. He was crowned with glory and honour. And he is coming back again. Coming back for all those who love him. To take us to be with himself forever. Are you amongst those who love Jesus? Are you amongst those who have a value of the Saviour? May you be so tonight. Because, dear friend, your soul will spend eternity in one of two places. How can we measure eternity? We can't. Beyond man's comprehension, we are bound by time. To think of eternity is an incredibly scary thought. But you'll spend it in one of two places. You'll spend it with Jesus in heaven. That's what God desires for you. That's why God gave Jesus. Or you'll spend it in hell. A Christless eternity. There's no joy. There's no hope. There's no peace. Eternal damnation. There's no middle ground. There's no other place. Heaven or hell. Oh dear friend. Don't go to the place of regrets. Accept Jesus as your Saviour tonight. Think of the value that the Apostle Paul had on Jesus, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, what a glorious thought. What a glorious knowledge to have. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. My friend, I urge you. Urge you, pray that tonight, if you do not know Jesus as your Saviour, that you will make a decision for Christ tonight. There's no choice on offer. There's no other better offer. And it is time sensitive. Tonight may be the last night you will hear the gospel. Tonight may be the last gospel preacher there might ever be. Jesus could come tonight. Or any one of us could be taken from this scene in a heartbeat, from this world. But tonight is the well-accepted time. Now, behold, now is the day of salvation. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Why would you not? Why would you not accept this offer? Take hold of Jesus tonight and never let go. Come and accept him as your Saviour. It's very easy. The most difficult part is accepting that we are sinners. Sinners before the holy and righteous God. But once we accept that there is a Saviour for us, dear friends. There's a Saviour for us. And for those of us who have known the Saviour, for those of us known him maybe for many years, what is our value of the Saviour? Is it grown day by day? Is it more than when we first came to know him as our Saviour? What does Jesus mean to us? May he become more precious to us as the days go by. The appeal has gone out. The time is now. Dear friend, dear hearer, dear listener, may your hearts be open to accept Jesus Christ tonight. May it be so for his name's sake.